Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 241. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Welcome to the number 18 podcast in the United States on the Apple Podcast charts. How cool is that? It's freaking awesome. Number 18 in the US. And that's all because of you. And it's really cool. So thank you. And, you know, it's not my goal necessarily, but it is cool to have a top podcast. And obviously it would be nowhere if it wasn't for you subscribing and for you sharing. And it's even cooler because actually it is one of the only top independent podcasts. I'm not part of a network or I'm not owned by a news company or anything like that. It's just me, just a dude recording his podcast here in Chicago in his living room. Am I wearing pants? Am I wearing anything at all? Yeah, you'll never know. So thank you. Thank you so much for all the support, for subscribing, and of course, for checking out newmindsethudis.com. But today, I've got something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and it's like one of those big life questions, but it's something that we lose sight of. So I want to give you something to think about here, something to think about as it relates to this big life question of what matters. Yeah, big question. What matters in life? What actually matters in life? And I'm like, man, damn, I don't know. Like, why are you coming at me? I think that's how I would used to react to that question. Like, take it easy. Can't we just hang out? Like, why are you getting all serious? But I think this question, what really matters in life, I think coming up with an answer to it will really, really help you in your life. And I think it'll help you because it gives you direction. And far too often, if you're honest with yourself, we live without direction in life. And that is what leads us to be anxious and frustrated and we feel lost and we compare ourselves to other people. So it's because we don't necessarily know why we're doing what we're doing or what should be the expectation for ourselves as we live, as we work, as we date. But I think if you can come up with an answer of what matters, then you can align your expectations with that and then your actions with that. And then you'll be more aligned with what to do and what to say and what to think. And then boom, voila, you're happier. So I know it's not that simple, but I really think this question is big. What matters in life? And I have thoughts on this, of course. You know, your boy always has thoughts. But first, let's turn to a quote I'm sure you've heard before. It's usually attributed to the homie, the Buddha, but apparently that's not right. So let's just say someone a lot wiser and cooler than me once said this. And the quote is, in the end, only three things matter. How much you loved, how gently you lived, how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you. Right? I dig that. That's a vibe. How much you loved, how gently you lived, how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you. That's actually a lot of things, right? That's like three big things to focus on in life. Three whole massive things. And I don't know, if you're like me, I kind of max out at like one or two things, you know? Otherwise, like I forget or I get distracted. It's like, why did I walk into this room? Or, what am I doing at Trader Joe's right now? Or how did I end up buying so many things at Target, right? You get distracted. So in thinking about this and those three things, I think we can radically simplify this. We can radically simplify what matters in life. We can radically simplify our expectations for ourselves in life. So I say, what are those three things? How much you loved, how gently you lived, how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you. What do those things all ultimately mean? Well, I think if you do those three things, you're inevitably going to be proud of yourself. That's it. You'll just be proud of yourself. And that is what I think really matters in life. And then it trickles down to smaller things and smaller actions. What really matters in life is that you live your life, and no matter what happens, no matter what doesn't happen, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I am proud of myself. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of my effort. I'm proud of my journey. I'm proud of the intentions I have. So that is it to me. That is it. And to me, it most certainly it's a vibe, right? So in regards to this question that I want to tackle, what really matters in life? I say that being proud of yourself is what matters in life. And, you know, even as I'm saying this, I recognize that's rather cheesy and kind of like abstract, but if you really consider it, if you really consider it within the context of your life, it really is so, so, so important. And I think making this your goal will have so many other effects in your life, in your career, in your personal growth, in your dating life. If you make your goal to simply be proud of yourself and then you act on that intention, you're going to check all those boxes on the alleged Buddha quote, right? You will push yourself to love fully. You will push yourself to live gently. You will push yourself to let go of things that don't serve you. But not only that, you'll be more compassionate. You'll be more confident. You'll go after what you want. You'll say yes more often. You'll say no more often. You'll respect boundaries. And I really think this. And, you know, I never talk about things on the show that I don't live myself. And, you know, this has been on my mind for a long time. I'd say for the past 3 to 5 years, this has been my intention. I just want to make myself proud. And it's like, it's ingrained in my brain. Like I'm really stubborn. So if I get an idea or a motivation to do something and it means a lot to me, well, it's like game over. You're not going to change my mind. It's like my best and worst character trait, I suppose. But I've been living this and it's led me to all kinds of great areas of growth in my life. It's led me to my 30-second rule, which I've talked about on the podcast before, that if I get an idea, I have to act on it now. I have to act on it within 30 seconds. That could mean, you know, me raising my hand to speak or volunteer to go first or going up to a girl at a bar, even as silly as that. And I'm so much more action oriented because of this intention. So that's been a great upside. But more than that, it's really helped me deal with the ups and downs of life. It's helped me deal with the randomness of life. It's helped me deal with loss, with frustrations, and all those negative feelings. Like with this being my intention, even in times when, you know, no one's clapping for me, no one's proud of me, no one's rooting for me when I feel alone, I am still proud of myself. I am proud of myself on my journey with where I am, with the intentions I carry, with the compassion I give, with the kindness I offer, with the action I take. And looking back, this has been so immensely powerful. As long as this has been my North Star, I have become more and more proud of myself. And I might not always be winning. I'm not always where I want to be, but I am proud of myself because with these things guiding me, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer and it's inevitable. It really is. It's inevitable for me because I don't know. I would say I'm addicted. I'm addicted to being proud of myself. It's like, hi, my name's Case and I'm addicted to being proud of myself. Truthfully, I really am. Like I have to make myself proud. I have to be a man of character. I have to do what I say I'm going to do. I have to go after the things I want to go after. I have to go after the dreams I have. I have to say the things I want to say. I have to breathe life into the ideas I have. I have to stand by the advice I give on this podcast. You know, I have to, because that is how I become proud of myself. And, you know, as like noble as that sounds, I feel like I sound like a, you know, an ancient knight trying to bring honors to his family or something like that. But it really has worked wonders for me. Like I have to do this and I do. I make myself proud. Because every time I do something with this as my motivation, it moves me closer to being the man that I want to be. Every time I speak my mind and I say, you know, something like, hey, you know, it was great getting to know you, but I don't think we're gonna be a match. I'm proud of myself for speaking my mind rather than stringing that person along because it's fun. I'm proud of myself for that. Every time I get my ass off the couch and I work out, even though I'd rather, you know, just chill, I'm proud of myself for that. Every time I get a DM or a text or an email from someone asking me for something, asking me for advice, and I'm tempted to ignore it because, you know, how does this benefit me? But I decide to respond and I give when I don't need to give. I'm proud of myself for that. Every time I get an idea that seems out of reach for me or unobtainable, but I take that first step anyway, I send that email, I pick up the phone, I ask for an introduction, whatever, I'm proud of myself for that. Every time I'm vulnerable, when everything inside of me says, don't say that, don't say how you really feel, I'm proud of myself for that, right? Like I can go on and on and on, but that is how I live my life, with intention, and a very specific intention to make myself proud. And it's through that process that, you know, yes, of course, I still make many, 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 many mistakes. I still let myself down all the time, but I am more and more and more discovering that I am capable of making myself proud. And the really cool thing is it's made me so much like more in other areas of my life. I am more confident, more vulnerable, more compassionate, more enthusiastic about myself and my worth and what I bring to the table and all these things. I don't feel the need to impress. I don't feel the need to be fake. I don't feel the need to do anything other than align myself with who I am and what I want, because to not do that would make me not proud of myself. And that's not what I'm after, right? So that's my goal. I want to make myself proud. And I've been saying I a lot here. And obviously, this isn't a podcast about me and how great I am. I'm just using myself as an example to show what this application might look like. But I want you to try this. I really, really do. I want you to try this like for a month, for 30 days. Make this your goal. Make this your intention. Like if you're a journaler, if you journal, holler, newmindsethoodist.com. But make that your intention for the day. Make that the thing that you want to manifest that day. I want to be proud of myself. And then see how that over 30 days affects your actions. Seriously, like be honest with yourself. Be real with yourself. This only works if you're radically honest with yourself. I want to be proud of myself. Do that and then see what happens. Like seriously, it's really cool stuff. See how your relationships change. See how your dating life changes. See how your passion projects change. See how your career changes. Like see how many awkward situations it puts you in. See how many honest conversations it empowers you to have. See how many additional workouts you get in. See how many more emails you send. How many more calls you make. See me more just like actions it inspires you to take. And then most of all, like see how it affects your relationship with you, numero uno. Like I'm confident that the more you make this your goal to be proud of yourself, the more you'll find yourself being less hard on yourself. Because when you act on your goal of being proud of yourself, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That will be more than enough for you. You won't beat yourself up so much. You won't carry so much doubt with you, so much comparison with you. You won't, because you'll be too busy acting and acting and acting and living with intention and vulnerability and honesty and these great things. You'll say what's on your mind. You'll go after what you want. You'll respect yourself. You'll set more boundaries. And your North Star will no longer be to want to be perfect. It won't be to want to keep up with others. It won't be to catch up to someone else's journey. It'll simply be to make yourself proud, to become better, to become whole, to push yourself, to explore. And again, that doesn't mean that you're just going to be like stacking wins. Like you're not always going to win. You won't always be right. You're going to be living life. You won't always be smiling, but you'll be proud of yourself. And I really think that is what matters in life. And, you know, it will guide you even as other things elude you, even as you continue to go after things that mean a lot to you, but you haven't yet done or accomplished. But you'll be proud of your effort. You'll be proud of your intentions. You'll be proud of what's in your heart. You'll be proud of not settling. You'll be proud of the love you decide to give, of the times you tried but failed in a relationship. You'll be proud of the times you went for it, the DMs you sent, the questions you asked. You'll be proud of yourself for asking for what you want. And you'll be proud of yourself just for continuing on your journey, on defining your path. But like most of all, you'll be proud that you lived your life, that you lived with intention, that you lived without hesitation, that you didn't just like survive trying to get through your life, but rather you pointed yourself in the direction you wanted to go. You lived with integrity. And because of that, you can look yourself in the mirror and you could be proud of your effort. So that is what I want to say is what matters in your life. And I hope it gives you something to think about and that you find yourself saying, I want to be proud of myself. So I'll end it right there. Shorter episode. If this did give you something to think about and you're looking for a way to support me, I'd love if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Be sure to tell them to hit subscribe. And of course, you could also support me by visiting newmindsethoodist.com. But that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.